Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, LA Dreamer in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl LA Dreamer on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out. Bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Yeah. Let's get into some music. That fire on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
What it is, y'all. Happy Twisted Tuesdays. You already know what it is. It's your girl, L.A. Drina. I hope y'all had a wonderfully pleasant weekend jumping off, you know what I'm saying? I got a fire show scheduled for today. You know, my topic of discussion is actually going to be based on my whole views of what I saw on the award shows, the BET Awards, as well as a hot topic, you know, that's kind of centering around indie artists. And that topic of discussion today is going to be basically what do you guys feel? You know, I want to know what everybody's opinion is because, you know me, I'm always a thinker. I'm a thinker all the time. And in a few minutes, we're about to introduce you to my one and only Duke Man T. You know what I'm saying? Coming straight out of Vegas. You already know what it is. You know, he's going to be discussing the cheat code and everything. You know what I'm saying? So Duke Man T will be coming in about 30 seconds, you know what I'm saying, on Bang Out Radio. But I just want to give y'all the topic of discussion today. The topic of discussion will be, as far as the West Coast is concerned on the music scene, you know, I just want to discuss that basically because I'm a part of the West Coast family. You know, I support all indie artists and music as a whole from coast to coast with it, you know what I'm saying. But I just, in particularly, you know what I'm saying, have a curiosity to what's going on with the whole music scene, you know, as far as, you know, what's going on with the West Coast, you know, and the BET Awards and just mainstream as a whole, you know. I'm kind of curious about that. So my question is to y'all out there, how can we revive the West Coast? What are the key elements that we need to start working on in order to revive the West Coast and bring us back, you know, to where we need to be, you know what I'm saying, so that we may get the opportunity, the equal opportunity to, you know, branch out and be seen in the industry as well. You know, I know this is also, you know, an issue that's facing, this is also an issue that's facing the whole indie artist, you know, industry, you know what I'm saying, and not just the indie artist industry, but, you know, also affecting just the hip hop arena as a whole. You know, I have a lot of friends that's out there on the music scene, and you know, they all have their insight, you know, regarding this whole situation. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as my switchboard refreshes, we will definitely be getting into some Duke Man T right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, but I do want to know what you guys' whole outlook on the whole situation is regarding that. Basically, what I viewed on the BET Awards this past weekend, I enjoyed the BET Awards. You know, shout out to BET for giving the hip hop arena a platform, the R&B artists a platform, and everything. You know, for everything, you know, that's going on. I'm about to introduce y'all to my boy, Duke Man T. He's calling out of Vegas, California, which I already know how Vegas works with California. We right by each other. But I'm about to introduce him right now. So introducing Duke Man T. You're live on Bang Out Radio. Let's see. My switchboard still rebooting itself. Let's see what it does now. Okay, let's see. Bam, you're live on Bang Out Radio. Can you hear me, Duke? Let's see. Okay, live. Bam. We have a new switchboard now. So I'm just trying to learn how to work here. Okay, Duke, you're live on Bang Out Radio. Okay, let me see. Okay, can you hear me now, Duke? You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
What it is, L.A. Drina?
Man, what it is, man. We got the 702 in the building. Shout out to the 702.
Shout out to the 702. Shout out to Compton, you know. Compton
that's
born and raised.
That's right, that's right. You know, we have a lot of callers that's calling in. Callers, y'all, you know, we about to get into y'all right now. I just want to give an introduction of who Duke Mantee is. You know, this is a longtime friend slash family of mine. You know what I'm saying? And he's been doing his thing in the whole music arena, you know, and I've been seeing your whole team grinding and everything, trying to get this mixtape out. And I know if y'all on Facebook, y'all have seen that Cheat Code posted, you know what I'm saying? This is a hot
album. Cheat Code, download
you know,
that. Yeah. Download it.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, so can you give the artists and the listeners out there, you know, can you give them an introduction of who Duke Mantee is?
Okay. Duke Mantee, basically, I'm from Compton, you know. I've been doing this music thing for about 16 years, going strong now. I rap and sing. We do the beats and all that, everything in-house. And basically, how I feel about the West Coast, how it's going right now, I feel like the West Coast need to get back to basics and start making West Coast music again. As long as we following everybody else and try to make the same kind of music they making, that's not our music. You know, so if we copy a they sound, that's they sound. Nobody don't want to listen to a nigga from the West Coast that sound like he from down south. He got dreadlocks in his hair and all that, you know. You got to be West Coast. You got to go back to Battle Cat. You got to go back to Fred Wreck, and you got to make West Coast music. That's where we come from. Our culture is gangbanging. Our culture is the streets. Our culture is low riding, you know. And until we go back to that and embrace each other, it ain't going to never work. That's my opinion.
That's right. We have a caller calling in, caller 9981. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hi, baby. Y'all already know who it is. It's your girl, Topaz Lachey. Yes, I'm in the 702 also, baby. Vegas is hot as hell out here. You already know what it is.
That's what's up with it, you know. So, Topaz, what do you have to say about the whole topic of discussion for today?
Well, personally, everybody, I'm actually from the South. I'm from Greenwood, Mississippi, but I've been living in California for the longest. So my thing is, you know, I rep the West, but I still can't forget where I come from, you know. So that's part of the whole thing. It's like I'm a mixture of the South and the West, so I'm bringing it together. You feel me? That's just how it is.
That's right. You know, like my whole thing, right, when I say this, when I create this topic of discussion, you know, I'm not trying to be, like, biased more towards the West or the East. I just want to, you know, hear what everybody's opinion is about this whole situation, you know, by me being from California, you know. And even if I wasn't from California, I still would want to know what do the people on the West Coast need to do to actually revive the music side of the West Coast artists, because we're not as accepted on the mainstream side of things as much as others. You know?
Like,
and I've heard
like he said, I mean, I understand him completely. I mean, like he just explained to it, I agree with that. You feel me? I can say I'm a Southern chick, but I'm so West Coast because I've been on the West Coast for a long time. You feel me? So.
Right.
It is. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, on the West Coast needs to collaborate with each other and bring that shit back, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, see, like, you know, like in my opinion, I feel like, you know, a lot of people that's out there, they may feel that, you know, they have to make music that's what's popular right now, so they might have a need to jump on a bandwagon. Caller 4902,
right.
Don't go anywhere. We about to put you in. But, you know, I feel like some people feel that they have to make music that, you know, that's really catchy and what's popular today. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like they basically, you know, try to jump on the bandwagon of what's going on right now.
Right.
You know,
Just like he said with the guy with dreadlocks over here on the West Coast doing down south music. I mean, everybody wants to keep up with today's music because they feel like if they come out with something like so old school in today's market, they feel they won't get heard. But you have to be
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how your fans cling to you. Be you. You don't have to be somebody else, you
right.
know?
I mean,
so,
this is the thing anyway. If you're trying to make music for the fame and all that, you're in it for the wrong thing. You should be making music because
right.
you love to make music. That's why I make music, because I love to make. If you make music for yourself, and if you love the music, the masses should love it, you know? And that's how I think about it. You can't try to make music because of what you hear on the radio and copy Kick the Snake or copy whoever on the radio, and that ain't how it goes.
Right.
We got a caller that's calling in right now. We want to get that person in. Caller 4902, you're live on Bang Out Radio. By the way, I love this new switchboard. This is the business. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Who am I speaking to, 4902?
Yeah, this Big Scoop. This Big Scoop.
Hey, that's what it is.
What's going on?
Man, what's...
Big school.
What's good with it? I got my boy Duke Mantee online right now. What's good with it?
Yes, sir. I hear that. What's going on, Duke Mantee? What's happening with that cheat code, baby?
What's good with it, Duke? I mean, how you feel about it, Big Scoop? I mean, you feel like the West need to take it back to the West and we need to make our own music, you know? If we keep making what they're making down south, I mean, it don't make sense.
Yeah, we got to stick to our own cheat code out here, you know what I'm saying? You know, it starts with us. You know, we already under the gun anyway. You know, West Coast get it. You know, a lot of people don't recognize the West Coast as they should. But
exactly. E-40 get no recognition, you know?
Right.
I feel like this. You have a lot of people, you know, down south music is a lot of dancing, you know what I'm saying? Like the West Coast never had a lot of dance music. They all had that West Coast shit, you feel me? So.
Right.
I mean, it depends on what you consider dance music, because I dance to Dusty, you feel me? I dance to Ice Cube. It just depends on what you consider.
It's a different kind of dance.
Gotta turn your radio down.
Yeah, I feel that, though, you know what I'm saying? So how do y'all feel about how the BET Awards went down, you know what I'm saying? Like how it goes down every year. What do y'all think about that?
How I feel about the BET Awards is, how can you have the BET Awards on the West Coast and then nobody from the West Coast don't even perform, like, except just the little dedication they did for Nate Dogg. Like, and then you got E-40 been putting out classic albums year after year after year. You come to the West Coast and E-40 don't even get to perform? Come on.
Turn your radio down, Duke. I think it's yours, but turn your radio
down. Nah, that's not mine. I don't even got my radio on at all.
Okay. But I feel what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? But I like artists such as yourself, who can't really be identified as, quote-unquote, a West Coast artist when you listen to the music, those kind of artists, I feel like they at least deserve a fair platform, you know, to be able to express their music lyrically. And myself, you know, everybody know I'm from L.A., because, you know, you can just tell by my accent or whatever, or how I come off with my swag, you know I'm from L.A., you know I'm from South Central. But the whole thing about it is the way I rap, can't nobody really tell me that you can just put me in a regional category and say, oh, this is West Coast only, that can't nobody else, you know, dig, feel me, because my flow pattern, I could get off on an East Coast beat, I could get off on a Southern beat, and I could get off on a West Coast beat. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, a lot of artists are universal like that, to where you really can't just generally put
that's
them in one category. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
How
and I listen to a lot of different music every day, and I see that a lot with a lot of different artists. Some artists that I listen to from the West Coast, you can't really put them in just say, oh, everything is street hop, I bounce six folds all day. They got to give us a chance and just hear what we be saying. Even the music I see you make, Duke, it don't all sound like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, it don't sound like that at all.
That's what I'm saying. And it goes with your mind span. It goes, you know, how much vocab that you have. You know, just because you're a West Coast, you don't have to talk about low lows and six folds. Your mind capacity has to be more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to have more.
I'm going to tell y'all that.
Yeah, it has to be more. Your capacity of your vocabulary has to be more adept, you know, and it has to be conducive to what you're trying to do. That's why you know, my man Duke got that cheat code out there, you know, and that's hitting them all in the face.
So Duke, can we hear what's this song called right here? Every Time. Can you tell us a little bit about this track right here?
Yeah, Every Time. That's a track I put together right there for all my cannabis lovers. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that got a cannabis card, or even if you don't, this is for you right here. You just lay back and just twist one up, you know, and just smoke some.
All right, here we go. Duke Man T with Every Time. Here we go. Bang Out Radio.
Gunna. Yeah. This song right here, about weed, believe it or not. I don't even smoke to get high, I smoke to get even, man.
Even Stevens, nigga.
Catch up with me. Figure that one out. I'm talking about. Come on.
For the late night creeping, man, I'm geeking, being buds are electric, and I'm feeling electric too. 280 DX turbo coupe, no roof, slapping Frankie Beverly. The time of day is golden.
Where's my lighter?
There it is. Light the blood, there's a bitch. There's hello, beautiful.
Hello.
From maneuver your body to the passenger, she cheated. We lit a couple of thumbs, let the seat back. I need that, mommy. Come on, she obliged. Now she's breathalyzing. I'm a shoo-in for this year's ghetto Heisman, bitch.
every time put the lighters in the air for that joint right there on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
So who was singing the hook on that one?
You said what now?
Who was singing the hook on that track right there?
That's all me right there.
That's right, that's right. So what inspired that joint right here originally?
I mean, I love to get even, you know. Some people like to get high. I just get even, though. But I love to get even all the time, so I had to make a song. That's like the first song I ever made about getting even. So, and I know everybody like to do it.
That's, you know, I also wanted to ask you, as far as your mixtape and everything you got going, what other projects are you working on right now?
Right now I'm working on the actual album. I'm also working on that Chico Volume 2. That'll be out real soon, so be looking out for that. And I'm just going to keep hitting them with these cheat codes. You know, I'm going to go all the way to Volume 1000. I ain't going to stop. It's all free music. I'm going to keep giving this music out for free, and it's quality. So, I mean, look out for me. I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm all over the net. Just look me up, Duke Man T. I'm one of a kind, you know. D-U-U-K-E-M-A-N-T-E-E.
That's right. That's right, man. We about to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio with my boy, Duke Man T, you know what I'm saying? The topic of discussion today is how can we revive the West Coast, you know, back on the mainstream music scene. If you have any thoughts and opinions about it, coast to coast, worldwide, nationwide, call in at 661-621-7559. We about to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. It's one artist, you know, that's coming out of Little Rock, Arkansas, you know what I'm saying, by the name of Speedy, that's doing it real big, got a nice buzz out there, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to get it in to one of his tracks right quick on Bang Out Radio, and I want to hear y'all opinion about this track, you know what I'm saying, so we're about to get into that right now. Hold on. System is refreshing right now. Bang Out Radio, you know. So our topic today, you know what I'm saying, about this, you know, make sure y'all call in and give y'all opinions on this, you know.
Hey, can I say one thing real quick, Aladrina?
Yeah, go, for sure.
To all the people on Facebook, that's important, you know. When somebody send you a friend request, just because you don't know them, don't report them as spam. If you don't want to be their friend, just don't be their friend. You shut the motherfucker down for 4 days from being able to add friends. We on there networking. Whether I know you or not, I'm just trying to get you to hear my music. That's it. So don't shut me down and report me as spam. Now for 4 days, I can't add no friends. That's all bad. You're killing my networking, baby.
Oh,
that's right. That's the cheat code,
baby.
That's
right.
And I know everybody done felt that before. I mean, everybody that's on the indie done felt that before. Somebody done reported you with spam. That's all bad.
That's right. I feel that, you know, that was another topic of discussion that I want to work on next week, too, about clicking the like button. Do y'all feel that a person should click your like button? Do you, how your feelings be when people don't click your like button? Do you get pissed off, and do you be ready to take it personal or what? That's
going to
be my next
topic.
On to
the next
long
fan. That's what it is.
That's what it is, right?
Yep. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel that right there. You know, y'all got to support the indie artists. If you don't want to support, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then
when you grow up, they'll want you to add them as a friend.
Exactly.
Right. Just don't add me or whatever, and it's all good. Don't report me as spam, no?
Exactly.
Right.
That's real, though.
Don't do that.
Yep, so we're about to get into another track right here on Bang Out Radio, and stay tuned for more Duke Man T. We got my girl Topaz Lachey in the building. Shout out to my girl Lyric Mulan, doing her thing, you know what I'm saying, with the graphics, the design department, you know what I'm saying, over at Bang Out Radio. If y'all interested in those design packages, get at my girl, you know what I'm saying, she's doing her thing,
yeah.
You know. Then we got George, you know what I'm saying? George, he supports Bang Out Radio. He's got a banner up for Bang Out Radio on undergroundforward.com. You need to check that site out. You know,
Underground that's Forward.
Underground Forward, you know what I'm saying? That's Underground.
That's
yeah. Four. The number 4, rd.com. George over there, he's an avid supporter of Bang Out Radio. And, you know, once you click on that Bang Out Radio banner over there, it'll lead you right back to the Bang Out Radio site, you know what I'm saying? And then his site is like a world star hip hop, you know what I'm saying, to where you can you can get your music and everything posted to that site, and I'm guaranteeing you're connected with over 50,000 different listeners and fans. So, you know what I'm saying?
Put your videos up, everything.
Put your videos up, you know what I'm saying? Post everything that you got going on, your bios, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it'll help get you more traffic to your original site. So be looking out for my lyrics. Yeah, look out for lyrics. My boy George Jacobs is doing the graphics department. Got the graphic packages and everything going on. So, you know, just hit or add me or hit any of us up, you know what I'm saying, Bang Out Radio. We're about to get into some speedy right here on Bang Out Radio.
there repping that 501 out there in Little Rock, Arkansas, doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Gannaway family out there doing their thing, you know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? I'm digging the whole style, you know what I'm saying? He got his little buzz and everything going on out there, you know what I'm saying? So they doing their thing, you know? So
yes.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? All these indie artists from coast to coast that's on their grind and everything, doing it real big. Shout out to all of y'all, you know what I'm saying? My boy Duke Manti, man, I'm sitting here. I got a copy of the T-Code right here in my hand. You know what I'm saying? I'm digging the whole album artwork, you know what I'm saying? I love the sleeve and everything you got going on, you know what I'm saying? The T-Code.
It's official. Big Scoop out here promoting.
Yeah, Big Scoop
yeah,
out here.
That's my promoter.
Hey, that's what it is,
man.
You know?
Hey, I'm on the fool for less.
I just got personally handed at my front door just like 30 seconds ago a copy of the cheat code. So, you know what I'm saying? But I've been listening to it online, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And I'm digging everything on here. I see about 17 tracks, you know what I'm saying? But we got three of them uploaded to the switchboard right now, you know what I'm saying? We got that one joint called Spine, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bang Out Radio too, you know what I'm saying? But I want to get into a few more questions. You know, my callers out there that's listening, if you'd like to go live with the host, just go ahead and press that one time. You know what I'm saying? The number is 661-621-7559 if you got any opinions on the music that you're hearing today or whatever's on your mind, you know, regarding the whole topic of discussion, you know. But we got this track called Fine right here with my boy Duke Manti. So can you tell us what the inspiration behind this track is?
Well, this track right here is basically what I was talking about earlier about people finding themselves. You know? And basically when you make music, it takes a while before you yourself find your own and your own patterns and your own creativeness. So that's what it's all about. So it's just about finding yourself and being yourself and making the music that you love, you know.
That's right, that's right. At what point in your career did you actually find yourself and discover your style of music?
I'm going to tell you, no lie, it took me about, I had been rapping for about 4.5 years, and I was at the table one day, and I remember the exact rap I wrote. Oh, right there, I had my own swag, I had everything was mine, it was 100% genuine.
That's right. At what point, how do an artist actually know when they actually found their right niche, you know what I'm saying, within the whole, their whole style pattern?
I don't know. For me, I just knew, like, when I wrote it, I knew it was fresh. It was nothing I never heard before. I never heard nobody rap like that. The pattern was brand new. I just knew it was me. It sounded right with my voice. Genuine. You're going to know it's going to sound genuine to you.
Okay, well, that's what's up right here. We got this joint right here called Fine by my boy Duke Manti right here on Bang Out Radio. Shout out to all the listeners out there, the
Bang
Out people that listens in too. You know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio. We about to get it in with my boy Duke Manti with that track called
yes,
Fine.
Yes, sir.
Your spot. If there ain't no rewind, when you're old and running out of time, should have been on your grind, but you was hating in your prime, worrying about shit that ain't in your life, and that ain't even right. Look inside yourself, find what you like, and write what you like. Figure out your own pattern, gotta be creative, don't wanna be average, and that takes practice, but you'd rather emulate me ass backwards. I'ma laugh at you, it's all I can do, threw your whole life away, trying to be a gangster rapper fool. Inside to find yourself, man. Find your wealth, man. Do you? You gotta be your own man. That gets no respect. Tight ass jeans with a piercing on your lip. When I was young, being cool was doing gangster shit. And half the youngsters growing up are androgynous. The problem is you wanna be everything but your own man. Cause the images you've been seeing have been implanted in your brain stem. All you know you wanna be like Wayne them. Get a tattoo on your face, gang banging, in the pants hanging, back swinging, swinging. Please find yourself and stop being sorry. It's more than my
You want me to box your brains, you. You don't understand, I got options and loot. I command you to get the fuck out my shit. You don't find another nigga to play with, bitch. You want shit, run of the mill, swap me, bitch. Taught you how to be different, put a chip on your shoulder, that cockiness. You get sloppy, bitch. You been sleeping with the enemy, it's obvious. I don't care how many diseases your squad can get.
Yeah, we getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. Y'all already know what it is. It's your girl, L.A. Drina. If you're just now tuning in, I got my boy, Duke Manti, in the building. You know what I'm saying? We getting it in with a nice interview. You know, we talking about this hot joint right here. You know what I'm saying? It's called the Cheat Code. This whole mixtape. Can you let all the listeners out there know what to expect from this mixtape?
Really, what I'm trying to do right here is I'm just trying to break in. That's why I say all the music I'm doing is free. So this is me and Rocksteady. This is what we give to you. We give this to the masses, you know, for you to listen to, for your listening pleasure.
That's right. Hey, caller 4902, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, Big School back in effect. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. That's a real one right there, you know.
Yeah.
And I like what Rocksteady and Duke Manti is doing. You know, I think they're evolving into, could be one of the biggest two pairs out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to my boy Rocksteady out there doing it big, you know what I'm saying? And he's been promoting this mixtape project for quite a while, you know what I'm saying, getting it in. I've been checking him out, you know, and he goes hard in the paint, you know what I'm saying? He nonstop grinding with it, you know what I'm saying? So I really like that, you know? So, Duke, can you tell us about any other sources of music that our listeners can go to and listen to your music at?
I mean, like I said, you can look me up anywhere. Duke Manti. Look me up on Facebook, on Reverb Nation, HotNewHipHop.com, Bang Out Radio.
I wanted to know what kind of insight you have on the reality show, you know what I'm saying, that's up and coming.
Which one is that?
Well, it's a reality show, you know what I'm saying, that we about to get started, you know what I'm saying, and we got it in the works, you know what I'm saying, but it's something that, you know, we trying to put together with Rocksteady, you know what I'm saying, so... You know, I want you to be a part of that whole thing right there, you know what I'm saying, the whole grind and hustle of the industry. You know, I would like to say, you know what I'm saying, while I got you on the air, you know, I'm proud of you, man. I've been watching you evolve lyrically and just business-wise, you know what I'm saying, as well as my boy Scoop, you know what I'm saying. Y'all really doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying, and making things happen, you know. So that's what's up with it, you know. And
I appreciate it.
I've had some of my first actual experiences, you know what I'm saying, in the studio with you, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, I'm going to remember all that, those times, you know what I'm saying, going in the studio, you know what I'm saying? You seen me when I really wasn't even knowing how to, you know what I'm saying, ride the beat up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? And I know you can just see what I'm doing right now and see how I've evolved, you know what I'm saying, with my whole lyrical content as well. You know, but
I feel about it already,
West Coast. That's right. That's good. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate that. What I really wanted to, you know what I'm saying, ask you, you know, I wanted to ask you this. Where was the first time, when and where was your first performance location?
Man, my first performance was Jenkins. Wood on Aviation. I don't even know what it was, man. In there, we rocked.
It was like a hanger. It was like a hanger.
Okay.
Right.
And how was your? What was the feeling? What was going through your mind when you were about to hit the stage for the very first time? What was that like?
I was nervous as hell.
Yeah.
You know, I was nervous.
Do you continue to be nervous when you hit the stage now at this point in your
career? It ain't nothing. Now, I love making music. I feed off the audience, so. Cool. Only way
yeah,
I give them that feel.
So, what are the camps that you affiliate yourself with? Or are you just on a solo tip with it, or what's going on with you, man?
No, it's not solo. It's always family.
That's
you know,
right.
It's us real. At Entertainment.
So, uh-huh.
Bad Nation, Doc C, you know, I mean, it's all together. War God, Assassin Boys, you know, all my niggas, man. Headache.
That's right. That's what's
up
with
I mean, we've been, since we was doing it in Lancaster on Chagall, out the garage, you know, and we going to keep doing
it. That's right, getting it in, that's what it is. Shout out to my boy Doc T out there doing it big, you know what I'm saying, with Involve Records. He done sent a few artists this way, you know what I'm saying, to Bang Out Radio. You know, he's doing his thing out there. Actually, he had Lady Cam on the show on Marley B's What's Good Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, that's my boy. You know, so shout out to him too. You know, doing this.
Shout out Daddy V too. I can't forget about the OG, the Compton OG, Daddy V.
Oh yeah, Daddy V. That's what it is. You know, so in the future, who do you have plans on collaborating with? You know, out of any artists that you want to collaborate with, who's in the top three coming up?
I mean, your top three coming up. I got to do something with you for sure, and I mean, this is one dude named Cameron Couch I'm working on a song with right now. You need to look him up, too. He on YouTube. He a beast. And,
okay, that's what's up.
Cali, you know the Goonies. You know, I'm also a part of the Goonies, too. I got to put that out there. Goonie fam, big up Goonie fam. Me and Young Cali. So, you know, I'm always collabing with Young Cali. And, you know what I'm saying, my little brother, Don Juan Papan, and the whole other unit we got out there on the Midwest in Cincinnati. We got a whole squad out there, like, so.
Okay, so what name some of the main producers that you mess with on some of your work.
Rocksteady, you know, it's me, it's Rocksteady. My boy GT, the performer, that's George. You know, they got that Underground Forward. Make sure you hit that Underground Forward up. And I make beats myself, like I say. The cheat code is basically just loops, though. What we're doing is we're going and grabbing old school loops and we're making them back fresh again. We're making it back new, you know. Real West Coast music.
Okay, that's what's up. So, What are the old school rappers or R&B artists that inspired you to come up with the new formula that you created?
Well, the artist that made me want to start rapping was Brother Lynch and Sebo. And those are the two dudes that I listen to. That
I already know. Y'all don't know who the Brother Lynch is? Man, you got to get tuned in and find out. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
That's what's up with it, you know. So I see a lot of R&B, you know, insight on your music as well. Can you let us know who could be some of your number one contenders in your R&B category?
Well, really, like with the R&B, I'm disappointed in R&B music right now, so I hope somebody can come out with something that's worth listening to, you know, besides like Jill Scott. And, you know, I like soul music more, so I have to say probably like D'Angelo and, you know, Domino, you know, Nate Dogg. Big up Nate Dogg, man.
Hey, rest in peace, Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg, man, that was my boy right there. Can you let us know, we're going to unmute you, caller 4902, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I
just want to put a bug in everybody here, go out and, you know what I'm saying, download that cheat code, you know, my boy Duke Man T, a.k.a. Lance Armstrong, a.k.a. the Fat Mamba. We, you know, he's out here doing his thing, you know what I mean? And, you know, he's a real official now, you know?
Man, real official, so certified with it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what it is, all that love coming in. I see that, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it on Bang Out Radio.
For all the people on the streets, you know, because I really get out in the streets and I really grind my music and I get out there and sell my CDs. I'm all in parking lots. I'm everywhere, you know. And when I'm out here selling the CD, I'm trying to get money to put back in the gas tank to continue selling CDs, right? So, I mean, you a baller. I'm walking up to the dude in the Chrysler 300. You got all these flashy chains on your neck. I'm selling you a CD for $3, even if you're not going to listen to it. Buy the CD, bro. You know, because you'll go buy the Lil Wayne CD. You'll go buy all these dudes that's already rich and put more money in the rich man pocket, right? So, I mean, come on. We got to give back, man. Let's give it back, you know?
That's right. And that's the only way we're going to resurface and start hearing some real certified hip-hop is if we get the supporters out there to support. I mean, they want to know what happened to the real music. It's right here in the underground with the indie artists, you know, independent artists
right here.
Making that hungry, grinding music, you know what I'm saying? In fact, I can't even tell you what's out right now until I watch the PET Awards. I didn't know what music was on the mainstream scene because I've been listening to all my indie artists, you know, and it is worth the investment. If you can't support anything, support indie artists, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, you know. We got to make sure we keep them alive and well, you know what I'm saying? Any callers that's calling in, go ahead and press that 1 if you want to go live on Bang Out Radio. Press that 1. Caller 5198, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, what's going down? What's going down? Man, it's your boy. It's your boy, DJ Lee. Power 92.3 calling out of Texas, you heard me?
Hey, so, that's what
yeah,
it is. What's going on, man?
Yeah, so, man, I mean, what the South is here, man. The South is here to represent. Shouts out to Bang Out Radio, everybody worldwide that's listening to it. And definitely want to shout out to all the West Coast independent artists down here. Yo, man, we really need that new, strong West Coast presence down here, man, for real, for the streets, for the retail, for everything. Yo, man, like, the last West Coast artist y'all had, well, that was really mainstream with the game, you feel me? But, like, he just, oh, man, he couldn't really focus, you feel me?
Right.
I mean, at one point in time, he was cool. Then all of a sudden, he just started dropping so many 50 disc tapes, and he really wasn't focusing on no single or nothing. Like,
he let 50 destroy him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what do you think would be, I mean, coming from somebody that's from the South, you out there in Dallas, Texas, correct?
Yeah, I'm down here in Texas.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what, in your opinion, by you being a DJ, you're the expert at this, what do you
Is
feel?
Is that the
three?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's doing
yeah,
with what, it, baby? Pick it up, Jose, Roche, you already know.
What's good?
Hey, guess what, y'all? Y'all already know I'm tuning in to Bango Radio driving. I'm on my way to Walmart, you dig?
Welcome to Walmart.
What'd you say?
I said, welcome to Walmart.
Yeah. Hey, you know I'm making my hot wings tonight, y'all, with some french fries, you dig?
Yeah,
what else,
bro? That's what's
up. DJ Lee, I want to know what your opinion is on, you know, what would be a good avenue for the West Coast artists to take when they want to market towards the music that's going on down south?
The first thing was, man, they got to get with these DJs that's doing these mixtapes, and plus they got to have kind of like, they got to have club-ready music. Then another thing is, West Coast artists kind of got to blend in with a lot of these local producers that's making these club records. Like, say, well, I'm gonna push it like this, though. Really, really, man, like, back in the day, like from the era, like, probably like 92 to about 97, like, really how the West Coast had that real strong going down there to, like, cause like just like all the West Coast artists, man, was dealing with DJ Screw down in Houston, so he was chopping and screwing all that West Coast stuff from Compton's Most Wanted to Dre, all that stuff on his tapes. That's how he was feeding the streets with what's going on out there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So do you feel that the music of today? Do you feel that the music that you're hearing coming from the West? Do you think? Is it capable of being chopped and screwed and sold down there?
Yeah, man. I mean, say the music is still present. Like, boys still want to hear that West Coast street game banging, like, riding type shit. That's what they want to hear. But the thing is, the West Coast will have to start getting with a lot of these little producers. And some of these mainstream producers, boys like Drummer Boy, Lex Luger, Zay told me. Then they got to get with Zay Tobin, and Zay Tobin is from California.
Yeah,
he sure is. Zay Tobin, they be doing all the Gucci shit. He's from California, but the thing is, a perfect Southern artist that took the West Coast terminology, but he put it on club beats. Jeezy. Like, Jeezy is nothing but straight West Coast artist, but he put them down south beats on it, like a lot of his records, like on Air Forces and all that shit. Like, those was like kind of club friendly records. They had the beats on it, but like Jeezy material on the whole song was nothing but street shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what's up.
So you think the formula could be to interfuse like a West Coast style with like a Southern type feel to it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, see, man, they could still come with the West Coast lyrics, but they gotta have that Southern production, that Southern baseline, that Southern club feel to it for it to break in the club, then it'll break on the radio. So, like, you see what I'm saying?
That's right. So, like, do you feel that that's just the main blueprint that we need to go by, or do you think we just need to try to
get that's really the first thing? I mean, that's really the main blueprint. You could still keep the lyrics and the West Coast type music, but you got to have that club friendly beat where it is to where it's openly accepted in the club.
Okay. Well, that's what's up with it, you know. So what you got popping out there in Dallas right now, man?
We got a car show on July 30th. We got Plows coming through.
My birthday.
Kelly Rowland, they're coming through for this car show we're doing at Cowboy Stadium. So we're going to have about 60,000 plus people at this car show.
Okay. I like the way y'all do y'all cars out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be getting it in with the cars, you know, with the whole popping trunk thing, with all that. Y'all got it going on with that.
I mean, that's mostly a Houston thing when they had it.
It's Houston.
Yeah.
Y'all low riding in Dallas.
Down with it.
Huh?
Are y'all low riding in Dallas, right?
Well, what you mean by low riding?
Hitting switches.
Nah. That was mostly like kind of a Houston thing. Like, I mean, that was more
like big wheels.
Like Dallas boys like to ride high. They be on the 24, 28,
yeah,
and shit like
yeah,
that. You know? Then the boys in Houston, they like to have surround sound. And the pop trunk could be like sitting on the 84s or something.
Right.
Yeah, I had a candy paint, and you know what I'm saying? So it's just throw like that, you know what I'm saying?
Are you hosting any tapes right now, man?
Oh, yeah, man. I got like about 3 or 4 dropping to about 2 or 3 a week. Then another thing, I got the distribution company. Hit to hit distribution where we distribute to about 200 stores down here. You feel me?
That's right.
Okay.
So we got that.
Would you host anyone that was looking up for a DJ to like host their albums and everything like that, their mixtape projects or something?
Oh yeah, man. I did everything. I definitely want to get out there. I definitely want to saturate. Get back out there in that West, that Bay, that Sac Town, that Fresno, all that shit out there.
Okay. Well, that's what it is right there. You know what I'm saying? So are you willing to network just coast to coast with it? You know what I'm saying? You said you got the distribution deal. How can the indie artists find you on any website?
They can find me on Facebook. It's Mr. Lee on Facebook. You feel me? It's MISTA. On Facebook.
Okay, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm right here with my boy DJ Leak right here doing it big on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? Got my boy Duke Man T in the building, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate your insight, you know what I'm saying, on what you got going on and everything, and your whole insight on the whole the revision of the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, coming back to the mainstream side of things, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to definitely be looking you up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? If you guys want to hit my boy up, you know what I'm saying, follow him on Facebook, get at him on Facebook, you know, he got the distribution deals popping, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all, you know, check him out. You know, you want to, do you have a Twitter or anything like that?
I forgot the name of the Twitter. I had somebody to do it for me, but I mostly put it on Beyond.
Okay.
Either I'm here or I'm at the station or like I'm in these clubs and then I'm doing like open.
Okay, that's what it is. We got another caller calling in right here from the 404 down south. The dirty is definitely in the building right now on Bang Out Radio. You're live on Bang Out Radio 0644.
Get that cheap code. What it do for L.A. Adrenal? What's good, baby? This
yeah,
your
I got Texas in the building.
Day.
I got Vegas in the building. I got
hey.
Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? We rocking it out right here.
Chico. What's good, Gucci? Yeah. Mr. Peel's in the building.
Have you been listening into the show so far?
Yeah, everything is a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bang Out Radio. You know, all day, every day, you know. The females be holding it down. You know, I'm going to show love all the way from the ATL to where you at. You already know
that's
how we do it.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Is.
Just keep up that good work. You always have something bumping all the time. So I stay tuning in. You already know, Mr. Peel, stay tuning in to that Bang Out.
Yeah, that's what's up, Mr. Peel. I want to introduce you to my boy Duke Manti, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? We got DJ Lee calling in from, you know what I'm saying, Texas,
right.
Doing a thing, you know what I'm saying, and from Dallas, you know what I'm saying, getting it in, you know.
Right.
And DJ, you know what I'm saying, I got my boy, you know what I'm saying, Speedy, you know what I'm saying, coming out of Little Rock, Arkansas, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that right there is my fam right there. And I play some of his music, you know what I'm saying, on Bang Out Radio, you know. So I want to try to, like, connect my two together, you know what I'm saying, so he can try to get it in. He's on his team, you know what I'm saying, in Little Rock, Arkansas, Shreveport area, you know what I'm saying. And he's going to try to be out there in Texas, too, you know what I'm saying. So, you know what I'm saying, just... you know, I'll be connecting with you on that level too. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy Mr. Pills in the building. You know what I'm saying? My boy
right,
Duke
right.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
So
what was that? Okay, you know what I'm saying? I got this Duke Man T right here. You know what I'm saying? With this other track right here called Follow. You know what I'm saying? Right here on Bang Out Radio. We're about to get into some of that right now. And y'all stay on the line. Please get, I want to hear, after this track, I want to hear some more insight on what's going on, you know what I'm saying, and how we going to make this stuff work, you know what I'm saying, with getting the West back into the mainstream side so we can connect, you know what I'm saying, do our thing with the South, do our thing with the East Coast, and you know what I'm saying, get it in. So we listening to Duke Man T right here. What it is, Duke, we got Follow Me. Follow.
Chico, baby, Chico.
Chico, right here on Bang Out Radio.
Follow.
Here we go. 400, baby.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Okay, I'm trying to see what's good with this track because it's.
Bear with us if the board don't want to cooperate. We're going to get it right.
We're going to get it right, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? We got that, you know what I'm saying? We got a few more tracks, you know what I'm saying, with Duke Man T right here on Bang Out Radio. Y'all just stick with me. Mr. Pills, is there anybody you want to give a shout out to, you know what I'm saying? And let's talk about what project you got going on to. You know what I'm saying, while I'm checking my boy track out right here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Calico Show and Mr. Pills, Lord. You know, just shout out for the whole UAK the show, niggas and Lord. You know what I'm talking about? I'm finishing up my video with my man Monte Carlo. Who's drinking, who's smoking, gonna be a banger. I got that bottle here definitely finna drop, you know what I'm saying? So there's some big things popping, no doubt. You know, I'm looking to collab with the best of the best, so if you the best of the best, I'll let your boy Mr. Pills, ATL stand up, Texas stand up, Cali stand up, just stay your ass up wherever you at. How about that if you're holding it down? Yes, sir.
That's
well,
what
city
that
stand
was.
Up.
That's right. So, Mr. Stoop, you know what I'm saying? Can you, when's the next
project
you got coming up?
Oh, yeah, the next project I'm working on is that Chico Volume 2, so just like the boy Mr. Phil said, I'm trying to work with the best artists out there, so if you the best of the best, like you say, hit me up. You know where to hit me up everywhere, social networks, Duke Man T.
That's what's up with it, you know what I'm saying? My boy, both of them doing it big, you know what I'm saying? You got to get with my boy Duke Man T, you know what I'm saying? He's making it happen, you know, right here in Cali, you know what I'm saying? So we still got, you know, some more tracks that we're going to be getting into right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hit y'all with, let me see. I got that one. You know what I'm saying? I got, man, we've been, hey, Stoop, you know we've been playing your song, Girls Keep Calling, you know what I'm saying? Can you tell us about that joint? Yeah. I know y'all heard that one on Bang Out Radio, Girls Keep Calling. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't got it right now, you know what I'm saying, on the switchboard, but everybody been hearing, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that
got
song right there is basically about the girls calling. You know why they calling. They calling for the guap. That song right there with my boy, Tuli G. We made that one out there in Victorville in the castle, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up with it, you know? So, I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about, you know what I'm saying, your whole connection to Mad Nation?
I mean, Mad Nation, that's family, you know. You know, you might have heard of them before. They was on that Connected soundtrack. See my birth. Up since then. They just real Compton OG. They just the music. Heard of music. You know, that's who we on.
That's what's up with it. That's right. You know what I'm saying? We still, this one. He's coming up with no sound, you know what I'm saying? Even though it's playing, I'm not getting no sound back from this one. I'm not getting feedback from this track. I don't know if it's my software or whatever. But, you know, I'm about to try to get into another track right here. But we still got a blend. We're going to do a blend of both of your songs that I got on here. So please stay online with us, dude, you know what I'm saying? And Mr. Pizzle, you getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit y'all with some more artists, you know. Actually, we got a caller that's calling in right now. Caller 9467, you're live on Bang Out Radio. You're live on Bang Out Radio. Caller 9467.
Yeah. That's Wally Wallace, Best Out Entertainment. What's up, L.A. Drina?
What's up with it, Wally? You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Best Out ENT in the building.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh,
I'm just calling in, listening to the show, man. Everybody's sounding real positive. I'm sorry. Everybody's sounding real positive on the show, man. So I had to call in. I was sitting back listening.
Yes, sir.
So, Wally, can you give us an introduction of who you are?
Yeah. Best Out Entertainment, man. We're an indie label based out of St. Louis, Missouri. I'm right here in L.A. St. Louis is the hometown. We got 7 different artists on the label. It went from just being a family thing out of the loo to now we got an artist in Orlando. We got an artist in Fort Myers. We just signed an R&B artist out of Atlanta via Mississippi, Hattiesburg. So, yeah, you know, we just grinding, man. Been out 5 years and kind of, you know, just now hitting the market, man. Got 2 songs that popped in the commercial, and that's been kind of a fun ride right now. We see what it do.
Yeah, so what are the two songs you're talking about right now?
Huh? Oh, it's a track. Yeah, it's a track with Buff and Chubb. They're our rap duo. It's Buff and Chubb. And they just rapping off their childhood nicknames. Southside St. Louis. And it's a track called We Jammin'. I was out promoting it last night.
That's just go with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving this whole Bang Out Radio aura today. We just getting
nice.
Coast to coast with it. You know what I'm saying? We got the Midwest in the building. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up with it. You know, I got this track right here with my boy DeLuza. You know what I'm saying? Can
yeah.
you let us know about
yeah.
this artist right here?
Yeah, you know what, man? He's kind of like he's more on some positive stuff, man. He young, 24, Southside St. Louis. He's the first cousin, actually, of Chubb from Buff and Chubb. And, you know, he speak his mind. he
yeah,
he kind of let, you know. And it ain't really on the – it's actually pro-gangster shit, you know. He's like, yo, you know, the shit is – we've seen a lot of lives, you know. He's been affected by a lot on the Southside streets of St. Louis. So St. Louis is alone right now, you know, all over, not just that area. It's just, you know, it's
yeah,
on fire.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm digging the whole style, you know what I'm saying? I got my man, Duke Man T, my man, Mr. Pills in the building. We got it in earlier with my boy, Duke Man T, you know what I'm saying, with an interview, you know what I'm saying, about his whole project called The Key Code, you know what I'm saying? I want you to get a chance to check his music out, you know what I'm saying? And we got networks, you know what I'm saying? So you get a chance to hook up with this guy right here. I wanna see all my indie artists connecting together, you know what I'm saying? And you know, we'll be able to like promote and get it in with the whole music scene, you know what I'm saying, from coast to coast with it. You know, I wanna give you a shout out to him because Wallace, cause I see you grinding. I see you grinding every day, you know what I'm saying? Getting your whole camp out there, you know what I'm saying? And you're doing it very well. Y'all are bringing that 100% fire, you know, directly to the airwaves, you know, and you can tell that you appreciate and crafting your music, you know. So I want to give you a big salute with that one. And we're going to get into a joint right here, you know what I'm saying, by the Lupa on Bang Out Radio.
I got a man, I got a man, I got a man.
You know what I'm saying? That was my boy Delusion right there. You know what I'm saying? I got all of my callers that's online right now. If you're live, I want to hear your opinion about this track that was just played right now on Bang Out Radio. The whole panel with it. You know what I'm saying? The 404 in the building. You know what I'm saying? The 214. You know what I'm saying? Caller 4902. You know what I'm saying? My boy Scoot. What's up with it? What y'all got to say about this? Wally Wallace.
Yeah, what's your mixing, child, girl?
I'm feeling it.
Y'all feeling that?
I'm feeling it. I heard it somewhere before. Hey, I'm feeling that. That joint, that's hot as fuck.
That's a nice one.
Yeah,
right.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? That real talk. That feel talking, you know what I'm talking about? But, hey, that's some real. I like that song, though.
Thank you, brother.
So, no doubt, bro. Keep that pimping, because, you know what I'm saying? It's just. I don't know where the hell I heard it at, but. I heard that song, man. That producer's
out of San Jose. His name is DJ Abaco. I met him in L.A., and he moved back up to San Jose. Man, get at that dude. That producer got so much, man. Oh, man, that producer is ridiculous. His name is DJ Abaco.
Okay.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, okay.
Because of Connect we doing right now, he's another one that should be like connected too, man. Y'all, that dude got beats for days, ridiculous ones.
That's what's up with it, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we still getting it in, you know what I'm saying? My boy Snoop, you know what I'm saying? I know that you're doing your thing with the Cheat Code album. You know, is there anything else you want to say, you know what I'm saying? Before we get into the next interview right here on Bang Out Radio, you can also hang out with us until the show ends. It's up to you. But I know you got things going on out that way, you know. It's up to you, babe.
I just want to say on the indies, everybody just support each other. You know, every time you see something, click that like, download it. Even if you don't like it, download it, listen to it. You know, we got to work together.
Right.
And look out for it. Out for me, Duke Man T, DUUKEMANTEE. I'm everywhere. Just look out for me on the net. T-Code mix.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio, exclusive interview with my boy, Duke Man T, you know what I'm saying? We about to get into one of his joints, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you coming to hang out with us, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Duke Man T, my boy, Scoop,
shout out to Scoop. You know what I'm saying? For coming through, you know what I'm saying? We're about to get into some Duke Man T, and followed by that, all my listeners, you know what I'm saying? We're about to get into it with Wally Wallace, you know what I'm saying? Right here on Bang Out Radio. Y'all just stay tuned, you know what I'm saying? We getting it in today, Twisted Tuesday, with your girl, L.A. Drina. We coming at you with that. Follow. Okay, this is the one right here. Fine.
Nah, I don't really remember.
Find yourself, man. Find your wealth, man. Do you? You gotta be your own man. That gets no respect. Tight ass jeans with a piercing on your lip. When I was young, being cool was doing gangster shit. And half the youngsters growing up are androgynous. The problem is you wanna be everything but your own man. Cause the images you've been seeing have been implanted in your brain stem. All you know, you wanna be like Wayne them. Get a tattoo on your face, gang banging. And the pants hanging, your neck swinging. Is how we stop painting. whole lot of doodle mama activities going on. Like, a lot of ladies don't really got no respect for themselves.
Bitch, why you go and find you? I'ma go and find Brew and a freaky little chocolate thing, too. You want me to box your brains, you, you know.
Gunna, gunna, yeah, yeah. It's on right here, about weed, believe
weed.
It or not. I don't even smoke to get high, I smoke to get even, man.
Even Stevens, nigga.
Catch up with me. Figure that one out. Know what I'm talking about? Gimme, gimme.
Every time, yeah, yeah. You're on my mind, yeah, yeah. I drop that line, yeah, yeah. You're the fire.
I put that on everything.
Every time, yeah.
I need that flavor,
yeah,
read that flavor, read the weed, man. He say he leave it, say he leave the hood stove. Grab a box of switches, sweetness, switch a bottle of Martell for the late night creeping night. Man, I'm geeking, D&D buds are electric, electric. I'm feeling electric, too. 280 DX, turbo, coupe, no roof. Slapping Frankie Beverly, the time of day is golden, golden.
Where's my lighter?
There it
yes,
is. There it light
is.
The blood, there's a bitch. There's
hello, beautiful.
Hello.
From maneuver your body to the passenger seat, she did. We lifted a couple of thumbs, let the seat back. I need that, mommy. Come on, she obliged. Now she's rationalizing. I'm a shoo-in for this year's ghetto Heisman, bitch.
Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want to find out more about, you know what I'm saying, all the projects and everything you got going. In fact, what's going on with you, you know, as an artist, you know, what's your position in this whole camp right here, you know?
Well, I'm the president of the label, and so the way I look at it, man, my responsibilities are to keep building relationships, man, with, like, program directors and promoters, unfortunately, sometimes. and just good music, you know what I mean? To keep pumping good music and be consistent. But then also, I have to understand that looking at the artists, you know, like that, you know, it's the building process of that, because that's where we're at right now. We're an indie label. And so it's a growth with all of us, you know what I mean? Because we all been grinding it out, man. It's wild. It's wild. I love it, though. It's wild.
That's what I'm talking about, right on.
And yeah. And so I go. I just keep going at the radio stations, program directors, building relationships with them, promoters in different cities, see who's hot in those cities, and not who's hot on some real shit. You know what I mean? Not on some bullshit sometimes.
Yeah.
You can see those promoters really fast.
Yeah, that's what's up. So what's your whole take on mainstream versus indie label? When it comes down to it, do you prefer to be on the independent scene versus the mainstream scene of trying to find a major record company and being signed?
Yeah, I like the grind right now, what's going on in indie, man. You're hearing a lot of good music, and it's all coming together, and it's going to pop, you know what I mean? And all that old regime got to go. That's just how it is. And so their growth is going to become that major. It's not, and it's really going to be a push out to me. You know, that's the way I see it, because the cast that's been around have been around 12, 13, 14 years. You can keep looking at the Young Money camp. They've been around for a while. Everybody got to go, man. It's a hot new scene going on, and they're not listening. They're getting washed out.
Preach, bro.
What is y'all whole take on what my boy Wally's saying right now?
Man, he's speaking the truth, you know what I'm saying? You know, the grind is with the indie labels, you know what I'm saying? We more hungrier than the regular labels, because, you know what I'm saying, they ain't really putting out no hot music. That's the bottom line.
Nope.
You know,
sound the same.
You put a pit bull in the ring with a chihuahua, you know what I'm saying? That's the indie is the pit, no doubt, you know what I'm saying? And that's why the major labels come holler at the end when they find out how hot you are. You sit back and let your network go straight out the roof, and then when it go out the roof, that's when every label gonna come holler at you, and then you can put as many zeros on that check as you want to.
You build your own wealth.
Right.
You know what? I believe in building your own wealth, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, you can watch your own check.
Fuck them. Yeah, fuck them. You don't need them. Grind.
That's
right.
So, Mr. Wallace, what can I say about this? I want to know, like, as far as, you know what I'm saying, your name. How did you decide, or how did y'all come up with the name Best Out ENT?
You know, that actually comes from The Loser, the artist The Loser. They were actually the BMB boys. We saw Southside St. Louis. And out of that, they started yelling that they were the best out. they put their rep in down there. And then Best Out came out, and it was mostly his idea. And then I heard the music and was like, yo, I came, because I'm the president, right? So I got the wheel, you know what I mean? But I'm not the CEO. He is the CEO of the label. And it was mostly his idea, The Loser.
Okay. Are y'all working with any female artists at all on your label?
Yes, we are. We have an artist right here in Pasadena that we're developing. Her name is LaToya Rhodes. And when she pop, man, be ready. She is on fire. She's the first lady of Best Out, pretty much. We're finishing up two tracks with her. She's right here in Pasadena, California.
Okay. Was she featured on one of those tracks that I was listening to in your whole playlist?
Yep. She had a slow chase. There's a little snippet. I forget. Songbird or something like that. I forget it's called.
Yeah, that chick right there, She can't sing, but she can sing with an A.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She got it
right.
going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a
yeah,
piece right here that she don't need no auto-tune. She don't need no nothing. I would look forward to, like, listening to one of her performances live. You know what I'm saying? I was feeling going through my body when I was listening to her singing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up right there. And I see that y'all picking the best artist, you know, to build y'all label and everything. You know what I'm saying? So can you tell me about this artist known as Trip? T-R-I-P?
Yeah, Trip Knowledge. Trip Knowledge is a dude, man. He's originally born in South Bronx, and he's a Puerto Rican of Greek descent. He was in a military family, but he spent most of his life growing up down in Texas. I want to say it's Beaumont, Texas, for the homie that's down in Texas, down there in Dallas. He's still on the line? He gone?
Who is it? Oh, the DJ? I believe the DJ
is
still listening.
Oh, I hope so, man. I want to chop it up with dude. And then he went up to Colorado, got a little trouble, man. He had a forced vacation for 5 years and relocated down Orlando, and he came out with a perspective, you know, that, like, you know, knowledge is a trip, and he came up with Trip Knowledge, and he speaks about what his life was, and he changed his life. He learned it, you know. And he speaks on it, and he's real about it. I think that's the whole thing about, like, the artist on the label. Everybody's got their own perspective. That's what we look for. We ain't looking for nobody just rapping about what they got, all that other bullshit. That's old, man.
Yeah.
Cass is going through it right now. We got a black president, and Cass is black niggas is going through it.
That's
real.
I actually got the pleasure of listening to every single song that you sent me. I listen to it, you know. And here to all my listeners out there with Facebook accounts, and I know everybody got one. I want y'all to understand something. When, just like my boy Duke Mantis said, you know what I'm saying, the indie artists, when they post them to your link, your walls and all that, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got to hit the spam button to be a hater. You feel me? You can just bypass that, you know what I'm saying, and just keep going with it. But when they post music to your wall, don't hit the like button if you didn't listen. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With that being said, I can tell you what I listened to on this track right here that I got called Knowledge. He talked a lot about, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with Obama, you know what I'm saying, just the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, the hood in general, and where we're going, you know what I'm saying, with the recession, you know what I'm saying, and all this stuff. So I got a chance to get some, you know, some politically conscious music in here, you know what I'm saying, and that's what's up with it. But it, not only is it politically conscious and socially awareness, but it's also music that you can actually rock to. So I got my boy Trip right here, Trip Knowledge, with You
Trip
Can't
Knowledge.
Stop Me right here on Bang Out Radio.
Dude.
I've been up and I've been down. I've been high, you can't stop me. And I've been low, you can't stop me now. Nothing's gonna stop me.
It's not patience, I'm patient. It's not waiting, I'm waiting. It's not staying, I'm staying. It's not praying, I'm praying. My life is on a crash course, I'm swerving away. I gotta make it to the other lane, away from the pain. Nobody understands the object of life in this game. It's not sane, it's insanity, the life that I'm in. I'm trying to figure out a path on my way to the top. Too many things have been my path, ain't the way I can stop. Stop my hustle, gotta keep moving, moving. I know in the circle of time, I keep moving. My life is much better than the way that it was. No more pushing, drugs stir away from the thugs. I gotta live to the fullest, not the way that it was. And God help me, because I'm searching for love. It's not fading, I'm fading. It's not playing, I'm playing. It's not rating, I'm rating. To the level of an empire. Blood in, blood out, suck it up like a vampire. Mad sweat, mad tears, mad years, yo. Mad plays, mad show, where the years go. I'm gonna make it to the top, ain't no stopping me. I'm gonna show you what I got, ain't no stopping me. You gonna listen to me rock, you gon' stop and see.
I'm living. It's not giving, I'm giving. It's not breathing, I'm breathing. It's not reason, I'm reason. In a nutshell, I don't wanna stop and say to tell the truth. I just wanna stop and say, this is life and you could be a part of this. This is love and you could be a part in bliss. I miss my turnaround, now I gotta move forward. I miss my turnaround, now I gotta prove showing. Do you really wanna stand in the front line? Do you really wanna stand where I crunch time? I can't stop, life don't wanna hold for me. I can't stop, life don't wanna fold for me. I can't stop, I gotta move on. I can't stop, I gotta push forward for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we got to set something up with the boys, you know, actually your whole camp, you know what I'm saying, even if we got to do it one by one, you know, I want them to come through. If they can't visit me, L.A. Drina, they can always come through with Marley B or Grind Network Monday with my boys, Supreme and Lady Grind, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we got the R&B show on Saturday. It's called Sexy Saturdays, you know what I'm saying? You know, with Erica and my girl over there, you know what I'm saying, Amanda Baby G, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, do me a favor. We just got this R&B artist, Artia Chilton, out of Atlanta, but he's from Hattiesburg, man. I need their contacts so I can shoot them this dude, because this dude is on fire, too. Artia Chilton, the R&B artist. He can sing, too. He can sing, y'all.
All right, that's what's up with it. That's what we need. We need some artists out there that can sing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So can sing. Mm-hmm. Be out there. You know what I'm saying? Doing a big on the West Coast with it. You know what I'm saying? All the artists that's out there listening in. You know what I'm saying? I want to make a brief announcement. You know what I'm saying? Before we get into some more questions. You know, I host the Coast to Coast MC Movement show on Banging That Fire Fridays right here on Bang Out Radio. I'm looking for my underground, my independent female artists out there. You know what I'm saying? That's doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, with the music. Bring your music my way, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get you in rotation, get you set up for an interview, you know what I'm saying? And then also, you know, I got my thing called Thick Rap Diva TV coming up, you know what I'm saying? So if you haven't subscribed to my Facebook account, make sure you do subscribe to Facebook because, you know, I'm about to take it worldwide with it. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? I got my family out there in Little Rock, Arkansas, the Gannaways. They holding me down, you know what I'm saying? They doing it big out there, you know what I'm saying? And I got people out there in Texas, you know what I'm saying? And then out there in Shreveport, Louisiana, and then Memphis, you know what I'm saying, ATL. And then I got the gorgeous one, ENT, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually on their chairperson's board, you know what I'm saying, with Gorgeous Ones, ENT, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy G1 out there in the NYC, out there in the Bronx and Memphis. You know what I'm saying? They holding it down out there. But I'm letting y'all know that I will be coming y'all way, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be giving y'all footage of me invading y'all studios. All you indie artists, I'm invading y'all studios. And I'm getting it in, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to do that. That's going to be Thick Rap Diva TV, you know what I'm saying? So y'all look out for that right there, you know what I'm saying? All the indie artists out there that's listening in, you know what I'm saying? If you want to send your music to me, at least send me 2 to 3 or 4 MP3 tracks, you know what I'm saying? Make sure they MP3 a wave pattern because that's the one that our switchboard accepts, you know what I'm saying? And I'll definitely send you a confirmation email letting you know that I received your music, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. Ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Add me to your Facebook at facebook.com/purethick. That's PUREthicc. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? But I also, you know what I'm saying, want to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, you know what I'm saying, with my boy over here, Best Out ENT with Wally Wallace, you know what I'm saying? Y'all y'all doing it big, you know what I'm saying? Okay, what's the other artist, you know, that I was hitting up on Facebook that time, you know what I'm saying? That guy right there, I want to meet him too, you know what I'm saying? He doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? I got to meet him, definitely, you know.
Yeah.
What's his name? What's that guy's name?
Which one again? I'm sorry, which one again?
He's got, like, the green logo. I talked to the loser before, you know what I'm saying, and I forgot the name of the other one, you know what I'm saying? But he's actually, I did add him to Facebook, too. What's his name?
Schizo Jones. Is it from Schizo Jones out of Fort Myers?
Schizo Jones. Yes, yes, yes. That guy right there be on his grind, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, we got a caller calling in. 9981, you're live on the radio.
What's good with it? It's me.
What's up with it? You still at Walmart?
I'm back at home. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get it in on the food, you did.
That's what's up with it.
So who we got on the line now?
We got my boy Wally Wallace in the building from Best Out ENT. This is CEO Best Out ENT doing his thing, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, baby.
You know, I want you to meet Topaz Lachey, you know what I'm saying? Doing a thing, that's our radio CEO.
Yes, baby. Yes, baby. L.A. Gina doing her thing. Everybody, Twist Your Tuesday. Oh, I'm just chilling. About to get it in on these hot wings and fries, you dig? You feel me?
Why you got to keep calling in reminding us that you eating hot wings and fries? You ain't made nothing.
I know, right?
Body. You feel me?
Hey, Gina, you already know.
You already
know. I'm about
know
to get it in.
Us. How you know I ain't over here eating some damn noodles and you teasing me with some hot wings and fries? That's not
man. Cool. I mean, shoot, y'all want something, y'all can either have me FedEx it to y'all, UPS, which ones y'all choose, because I will pack it up for you. You dig? Next day here.
We want it Mississippi style with it, you feel me? We want the wings Mississippi style, you know what I'm saying? You know, Topaz, I want to introduce you to my boy Wally Wallace, you know what I'm saying? He's doing it big, you know what I'm saying? He's located in Cali, but originally the Lou, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And he got a whole roster of artists, you know what I'm saying? They grinding,
yeah.
Getting in, they're doing their shows, they got
yeah.
It going on, you know
okay.
What I'm saying? And they got
need to get them on
Bangal
Radio.
Yes,
they got get them on Bangal Radio.
Quality. That's what's up with it, you know, and I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Because the artists that we dealing with, they sending in quality music, you know what I'm saying? They ain't just throwing something together
okay.
And just be like, okay, here go my music, you feel me? This is radio
now,
ready.
That's my biggest argument. That's my biggest argument. We've been, because we got mixtapes out, we've done a whole mixtape scene, we've done mixtapes where we were, I mean, straight up cutting off the cardboard, putting it in, writing on the shit on the label,
okay.
And having that for free. Until now, like when we pushing mixtapes, we got online. We got a nice little movement going on. How we've grown in 5 years, but that's what it's about. It's about the grind. You really do have to just grind it out, you know, and just keep moving. Hey, I know the name because the show. I do want to weigh in. I'm sorry not to take over the show now, but. You talked about West Coast and the topic of West Coast and what the West Coast, I think, need. I've been out here for like 20 years, right? And I
right.
think what the West Coast needs is to get back out into these DJ areas and these DJ pools, and these artists need to get back to the DJs because West Coast commercial radio is dead out here. They killed it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Underground artists out here ain't getting no commercial play, nothing. K-Day is old school, and it ain't like Power 106 going to do something for them, you know? And so it's like they really got to get back and hand it back to that music to them DJs. Like the dude from Texas was talking, it really is getting that what the kind of like not all your whole shit, all club, don't go out to all club, but get that one club track and get it to them and get it to the DJs and be consistent about it. That's one of them songs
that's
is pop.
That, you're
you
right
know?
About that. We got two callers that's calling in right here. 9-9-2-3-4, you're live on Bangal Radio.
Hey, what it is? This your girl, Evil T, on the scene from Bakersfield. Feel me, though?
Yeah. That's what it is. You know, Evil T, she's always a visitor and a supporter, you know what I'm saying? Or do you like what you've been hearing so far on the show?
Yeah, well, you know. I think personally that dude is right, you know what I'm saying? I think it's all about networking. There's so many motherfuckers out here that's out for themselves has a lot to do with it too, because I'm quite sure that that idea has came to many inspiring artists. You feel what I'm saying? People in direct connection with DJs in their local areas and even nationwide, but here's the deal. Nobody wants to see the next motherfucker make it. You feel me? Everybody's out for themselves. You know what I'm saying? I think one thing that helped the situation is concerts, performance, getting your shit out there. It's so many different, like the Form, for instance. All them MCs that's aspiring to make it, FMC, you know, everybody that's in the game, do some goddamn tours and get your voice out there. You feel me?
Okay.
You can rent certain things and get it out there and get it in and get a live audience and get the West Coast back where it's supposed to be, because all that shit originated with the West Coast and it really by rights in with the West Coast.
Hey, see, that's that part right there. And this is what I like about Evil T, because she ain't afraid to speak her mind. I'm so glad we got all the callers on, you know what I'm saying? And I'm so glad that we, you know what I'm saying, we getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio where we can just hear everybody opinion about this, you know what I'm saying? I got my boy Wally Wallace in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One is big with Best Out ENT. We got another caller right here, Wally, that's calling in. Caller 3217, you're live on Bang Out Radio. You're live on Bang Out Radio. Okay, my switchboard has to reload, upload, reload, refresh itself or whatever. But when it does, you know what I'm saying, we about to get back into this other caller. But, you know, I feel what y'all saying, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you're just now tuning into the show, the topic of discussion today was how can we revive the West Coast? And I'm not just saying we as in we – as in just West Coast, but I'm talking about North, South, and East with it. You know what I'm saying? How can we revive the West Coast and get us, you know what I'm saying, back in acceptance mode for the music team? Caller 3217, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, what it do is Marley B.
You know what I'm saying?
Marley B.
Hey, Marley B.
How y'all doing, man? You know what I'm saying? I wanted to get straight to the point, you know, and the way we could basically revive the West Coast is through, I know it sounds corny to say unity and cooperation and all that, but no,
it's not corny.
We need to revive the West Coast. It's not corny, but it's so cliche because everybody says that. So, I mean, it's like if you keep trying the same thing over and over, then it becomes a little redundant and nothing gets done. So I think, you know,
really
I want well, a lot of people have died, actually. A lot of people have actually died trying to fight for it. So, to me, I think that, you know what I'm saying, if we want to save a little bit more lives and live life a little bit more to the fullest, we should try a little bit more unconventional ways, like reach out to kids that's not ours, you know what I'm saying? Stop ignoring our youth in the streets. Take it back to when our grandparents used to do things that was out of the norm. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, it's ways around a lot of things so that when our youth do come up and start to do music, they got more positive things to sing and rap about. Give them something to rap about. You know what I'm saying? Give them something to make the West Coast be proud of. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Well,
see, and then I think we can take it to a next level with music.
I feel you with that, Molly B. You know, see, this is my whole thing with it. I think, you know, the problem with mainstream is that, see, they are the ones that set the standards for music. It's not you on the West Coast. It's not you on the East Coast. It's not them on the East or the North. Even
right.
The folks in Nebraska. We don't have an influence on what's cool and what's popular in the music industry. What's popular is what mainstream say is popular. Now, if the mainstream
right.
stop playing everybody else stuff and start back playing West Coast, guess when we're going to be hollering? Guess what bandwagon we're going to be jumping on? Just like back in the 90s, they was on that bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing about it is that, see, every region has their own style and culture with it. You know know what I'm saying? The Midwest got their own swing. The East Coast, they got their own lyricism, cypher-style rapping. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the West Coast. But see, the thing of it is see, when you say the West Coast, we are such a big state. We're broken up in so many different cotendencies of styles and different types of styles with rapping. We got the Bay Area, and they are a whole nother movement outside of South
Carolina. They a whole nother thing.
The problem is we always get categorized in the same thing. Everybody that's from the West Coast is not gangster rap. That's what people don't understand. And see, you know, that because of that whole stereotype with putting the tag on us that we're all gangster rap, I know West Coast rappers that rap like Common. I know West Coast rappers that rap like dude down south. I know dude. In fact, I got a song that's about to drop that with a dude that's from Long Beach that sound like he's from the ATL. But you can't tell him you wasn't born and raised in the LBC. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the thing of it is that what needs to happen with mainstream, I think it needs to be an equal platform of different flavors and different styles because, you know, hip-hop is composed of so many different styles and flavors that come together. See, every single style and flavor is always derived from a mixture of different origins. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just one thing. Hip-hop should have an equal platform for everybody to enjoy. When the people on the East Coast hear people music from down south, they don't always be just like, oh, yeah, I've been looking for that Young Jeezy. Sometimes they want to hear a Nas track, you feel me? And that goes vice versa. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing with the West Coast. Sometimes we do want to hear a West Coast track, but just like we support the South, and the South always supporting the West, we get more love from the South than we do get from New York with it, if you really want to go with the facts of it. But
L.A. Drina, it goes back to promotional tours. And I'm telling you right now, I really, really feel like that's the way to go. You put your pennies together, get a motherfucking party bus, and start doing tours. That's how shit gets out. You feel what I'm saying? You know, there's so many talented motherfuckers. I can't imagine seeing Marley B, seeing Topaz Lachey, you War God, you know what I'm saying? My boy PK, all these motherfuckers on the scene on a stage? Are you serious? That shit will go so motherfucking hard. Just like trends are set, trends can actually be changed. Dub C set the trend for the motherfucking braided beards, and you see that motherfucker change, didn't it, though? You feel me? He had that trend with the gangster, the khaki suit, and the motherfucking penalties. Niggas is wearing gold motherfucking pants. You feel what I'm saying, though? Trends can be changed.
And just like everybody on this rock star shit,
which I personally don't feel it like that, that shit can be played out, and it is played out. Certain people don't listen to that shit. I'm still an Eazy-E type motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you know,
listen,
so based on that, you know, just like trends can be trained, you know, change to mainstream can be changed. That's just what everybody's going for because there's no one pushing their music. Promotional tours is how you get it done. Sometimes you might have to step outside yourself and do some free events. Do some shit at the Coliseum. So do some shit where a lot of people can come to. You feel me? Get out there on the motherfucking beach and all of y'all get out there and everybody perform. You feel what I'm saying? No, it's ways to get that shit done. Barbecues and functions. That's how people get their shit done, too. Hitting some of these motherfucking clubs and getting in. It's all kind of shit out here where, you know, you can get it in at different clubs and get your shit out there. How somebody going to know what your music about if they never heard it? Let's just keep it 100.
But listen. See, that's the whole thing. See, it goes all back to what we were saying before. See, the mainstream is the ones that set was popular. See, the DJs,
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
promotional tours, I think it's one avenue that could definitely folks on the map. That's just my opinion, though.
I feel what you're saying. But listen, when you listen to, like, our number one radio stations, like Power 106 and stuff like that in L.A., what do you hear on the radio? We have what? We have a West Coast Wednesdays. Why the hell do we need a West Coast Wednesdays when we on a West Coast? You feel me? We don't need a West Coast Wednesday. We just need a whole rapping or a whole hip-hop arena for every day of the week. Why do we need a special day when you're playing music in your own downtown? Do y'all get what I'm saying? I don't get that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they shut
That's
it.
What I understand.
They shut it down down here, man. They shut it down. It's wild, man. It's wild. When you know,
and remember that wide range of an audience, because you got some people like myself that's just not feeling that, that rock star swag. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And based on that, even though Power 106 is a national radio station, a lot of motherfuckers is not feeling that shit. Motherfuckers want to hear some real shit. You know what I'm saying? And based on that, I can't wait for the shit to hit the fan because, you know, I'm tired of listening to niggas that sound like computers. I know we all into this new other type shit, but I ain't feeling that bullshit. I want to hear your real sexy voice, Marty.
Yeah.
Can you feel me, though?
Yeah.
I don't know if she knows, but she got a nice voice, and her style, my sister's style, you feel me? Word God style. I mean, he sounds so much, his style is so much like Drake, it's not even funny. Get that shit in a motherfucking sports arena, that empty-ass building, and watch how y'all motherfuckers expose the West Coast to what we love. You feel what I'm saying? Shit like that can be done just like trends can be set. Trends can change. And the radio, once they get to see it, it could be an event that could come in the form of expiring the youth to quit gangbanging and get all the motherfucking artists from all over the world to come to that one motherfucking event. And it might take a radio station like Power 106 to start getting it in, you know, and getting that shit going like that. But promotional tours, you just never know what might come out of it. You feel me?
Because I kind of want to take it a different way. Now I'm going to speak on the label side, you know what I mean? And I think what helps with the label side is really got kind of going back to the grind again at the DJs. Like last night, Impact Record Pool, they had a little conference over at the World on Wheels. I was there. Promotional shit in there, letting them see Best INT. Even as artists, take advantage of that, man, especially when a bunch of DJs get together. Because these are cats, man, that, you know, old school cats been here in L.A., man, spinning for like 20, 30, 30, 40 years. It's wild. I was in there with these cats, like, you know, chopping it up. They still are spinning on KJLH and in the clubs. Them the cats that's really pushing the shit. Everybody keeps going out to commercial radio. Everybody's trying to go out to commercial radio. Go at them DJ pools, man. Take advantage of these conferences. Like, you see a West Coast hip-hop conference? Go to that motherfucker. Go there with some promotional shit. This is on the label side. This is how I think. How you got to push. Look at you as a brand. You know what I mean? Fuck what they talking about. Fuck what they talking about.
Quick, before I go, I know it's like 5 minutes left in the show. I just want to say something real quick. I love all y'all, you know what I'm saying? And I value everybody.
Is not available.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I have Melis. She is part of BTP, you know, our big supporters of Bangout Radio, Big Time Promotions. Melis, she's an R&B sensation from Australia. She's actually in Cali right now. But she's going to be on the show tomorrow, the first hour, and then Yummy S. Dot. She's the first She-Jack out of the rejects. They call her a She-Jack, you know what I'm saying? She's the first female reject to actually push herself out there, and they reject backing her up, you know, the same DJ that produced Pat Daddy helped her with her mixtape that she's dropping in. Like, you want to know more, just catch me on the show tomorrow from 5 to 7, call in, same number and stuff like that. And that's it, y'all, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up with it, Marty.
I don't
want
to take up no more time, so I love
you.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Love you too, Marty. Stay up, my girl. You know, so we got Wally Wallace in the building on Bangout Radio. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to come back to Bangout Radio, you know what I'm saying? Because we have a lot more, you know, with you and your artists to get into, you know what I'm saying? And we've only just begun. I mean, we only got a chance to really talk about, like, one-fourth of everything that you got going on. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
yeah.
I appreciate you coming through today. And you have a lot of great insight on what's going on, you know what I mean, in the whole music industry and everything, you know what I'm saying? So I would like you to take the floor, you know what I'm saying, right now and just give your shout-out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that you got going on, and then just let us know where we can find your music, all the links, you know what I'm saying, where we can hit you at, you know, and everything.
Yeah, first thing I got to shout out to you, mama. Come on, L.A. Dream, you're doing your thing. Love the show, love the format, love what you got going on. Got your back no matter what. Love
it. Thank you.
That's my first and biggest shout out. man, hit me up, man. You can find me on Twitter. It's Twitter /bestoutent. Punch that in. We pop right up. It'll say St. Louis. That's me. Email me, man. Get at me on the email. It's bestoutentstl@yahoo.com. Again, bestoutentstl@yahoo.com. Hey, ears always open. I am real tight with artists, man, but ears always open, like I say. I'm a networker, man. Maybe if I can, I ain't doing shit. Hey, I'm, you know, fuck it. I know these cats in Dallas, this and that and that. And, you know, hey, it is what it is. I'm, you know. I love the grind. I love the underground. And it's time for everybody, the old regime, to get pushed out. That's all I just got to say. Best out ENT.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So y'all heard it right here. Bang Out Radio exclusive interview with my boy Wally Wallace, Best Out ENT. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of fun with all the artists that called in, all the listeners, and we respect and we appreciate all y'all opinions, you know what I'm saying, out there. So keep tuning in. Tune in to our Friday show. We got it going right here on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? And we about to ride it out, you know what I'm saying, with some more indie artist music right here on Bang Out Radio. We about to.
One love, mama. One love.
One love, baby.
Is it what you want? You wanna be right here with me?